Non.
Miaou, 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 miaou.
We hope you enjoyed and have happy,
happy holidays.
Let me know when there's 10.
Bum, bum, bum. This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC, Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show Traveling Series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy that took a little nap, woke up, and didn't know where he was.
I run, awaken in my heart.
to saturate my soul.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. I am a hopeful, aspiring person, and I'm from New York.
I'm Fatia. I'm 9 years old, and I'm from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And guess what? That's what we're going to do today. Because we do that every week. Because that's our thing. But I'm glad to be back. Glad to be back together with you all. I've been holding on to this cold for what seems like forever. And was not able to connect with you all last week. So I'm excited to hear from you both. Hear what you've been reading.
I just have a question. What are you playing when we can't make it? What do you play when we can't make it to a meeting?
Well, sometimes I record a show by myself where I talk about books or I read poems. Last week I was not feeling well, so I did a throwback episode where I played a very early episode from when we were Bound by Books was a little baby, less than a year old. So that's what I did last week. I hope our listeners liked it. Yeah. So I found an episode that was with Quinn, who is the original Bound by Books co-host of mine. And we were reading poems on that episode. So I felt like that's sort of a evergreen, timeless content. Although I guess books are evergreen. You can read old books. You can read new books. I guess if we said they were brand new, then it wouldn't be evergreen. But anyways, I'm excited to have you all back live. So Jada, what did you want to talk about today?
I'm trying to read more Jane Austen. I like the reading Pride and Prejudice, but it was very difficult for me to get into the other versions, probably because they got a super small book, like, you know, the ones that can fit in your hand. So it's harder for me to follow along.
Because the prints so small, or?
The prints are so small.
Yeah, those can be tough. So what Jane Austen have you read?
Just Pride and Prejudice so far.
Oh, okay. What can you tell our listeners about it?
It's a very good, like, sort of original romance style book. Like, these two people meet each other, and then they're not impressed with each other, and then one of them starts to like the other when the other one doesn't like them, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, basically every teen romance movie now.
Yeah, and it's set in England. I forget what year. Do you remember around what time frame?
Back when they used to say ye and thou, I think.
That's all they ever said.
Yes.
Well, it looks like the novel came out in 1813, so it was probably set around then. I've never read the book, but I've seen at least, I've seen multiple, can't remember now. I've definitely seen like an old, I think it was BBC miniseries maybe, or short form thing, I don't know. It's a famous adaptation of the book with Colin Firth as Mr. Darcy, Darcy, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, I can't remember actually if I've seen other versions. I feel like there've been a lot of adaptations of it, but also like other movies based on it that are very different, but like follow the same kind of ideas. But I've seen some other Jane Austen adaptations. I can't remember if I've ever read Jane Austen, come to think of it. She's been on my list, but I don't know. I think that's one of those classics that I've just like never dived into.
Ah, the list. The list of things that you will never get to, no matter how hard you try, because the list keeps on growing.
Someday I'll get to it. Someday. I think part of it is I don't know where, which one to start with. Like, what's going to be, if I only end up reading one Jane Austen in my life, what will it be and what should it be?
I would suggest Pride and Prejudice because it's very funny too.
I think what ties me up there though is because I know the story somewhat. I mean, I haven't seen it in a while, so there'd be some surprises and some differences for sure. But I'm like, do I read something that I don't have as much knowledge of, or should I read one where I have seen an adaptation or not? I don't know. So I start fresh. Like I could read Persuasion, which I haven't seen any of the adaptations of that. I don't know. It's a real conundrum. Someday I'll get myself out of. But that's cool that you're reading some Jane Austen. Do you think you'll read more from her?
Probably.
Do you have any like next up books?
Well, the two books that I have that are tiny are Sense and Sensibility and Emma, and I want to read both of them, but they're just so tiny.
Maybe you should get another edition.
Probably will.
Because that does make a difference. Like, there's some books that I've either found at a bookstore or borrowed from the library that I've received them and just, like, looked at them and been like, nope, not going to do it. Not enough margins, too small type, not pleasant feel. Got to find a right copy. But I hope you find your right match. So, Fatia, what did you want to share today?
I am going to share a story that I wrote.
Nice. I haven't heard one in a while. Excited to hear it. Is it a novel or a picture book? Is it illustrated or not?
It's just like, I forgot. I got the name of this book. It has no pictures in it. It's just like a short chapter book, basically.
Okay, cool. Chapter book.
The Secret Base by Fatia Denmark. Once upon a time, there lived a family. The family had one sister, her name was Rosa, and there was also a big brother named James. Then there were the mom and dad. James and Rosa were unstoppable. They would always play together. They would play hide and seek, pat a cake, until one day they started school. James met some new friends and started to hang out with them like crazy, while Rosa made no friends. Then, when they came home, Rosa asked James, can I play hide and seek, please? James responded in a very angry voice. What do you think? I have to play with my new BFFs. I am so sorry for asking, big brother, Rosa said while she closes the door. A few years later, James keeps on repeating the process over and over again, while Rosa gets seriously ill. And then one day, their mom and dad had to take Rosa to urgent care. When James found out, he turned back to normal. A few weeks later, Rosa was not ill anymore. Sis, I am so sorry. Please forgive me. I will never, ever do that again. Now you have learned your lesson, they all said together. From that day on, they were unstoppable once again and built themselves a secret base, and they named it the Secret Base. The end.
They built themselves a secret base?
Yeah.
And that's the end? That sounds like a jump off or a new thing. Yeah, a secret base. So that's the end of a book?
Yeah, it's pretty short.
Okay, so it's like that whole thing that you just read was the whole story?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I wasn't sure because you said it was a chapter book. That was a chapter. And where in the story we were starting or ending. Cool. What inspires you when you write? Like, how do you come up with your ideas?
I mean, I just try thinking out of my mind, but sometimes it doesn't work. Then when I watch YouTube or something, I kind of steal their ideas.
You can say instead of stealing their ideas, you use them as inspiration to tell your own story.
Yeah.
I'm sure you change it up a little bit.
Sometimes.
Your own. Sometimes. I guess as long as you don't publish it as an original, then that's fine. It's all practice. Cool. Thank you for sharing your story. I love hearing those. I have a book I recently read that I could share, which I mentioned on the show like maybe a month ago as something I wanted to read. So it might sound familiar to listeners who listen every week and to you all. But the book is called Duel, and it's a middle grade graphic novel by Jessica Bagley, and her husband, Aaron Bagley, is the illustrator. So she writes the story and he does the illustrations, which is cool that they get to work together on that. It's the story of two sisters who are entering the same school together. So for the younger sister, she's entering middle school and her sister is already there and established. And so there's some drama there, and they're sisters that can get along, but also can be quite mean to each other and nag each other and have some competitive nature between the two of them. And they're also grieving the loss of their dad, who had passed away. They live with their mom, and they also have their grandmother in their life for family. But they get in a fight on the first day of school. The younger sister is walking in the cafeteria and the big sister trips her and sends her flying. And the younger sister challenges her sister to a duel, takes out her sister's fencing. What's it called? It's not a sword. I learned this reading it for foil. And she takes it out and points it at her and challenges her to a duel. And they get sent to the principal's office, and the mom has to come in. And they're luckily able to not get in big trouble with the school. The principal gives them a sort of free pass this one time. But the sisters decide to have a duel. They decide to go through with it, but they have to time it in the future so that it's after tryouts for fencing team, because the older sister doesn't want to risk her shot at being captain of the team or being on the team at all if they get in trouble for it. And so the story kind of follows them in the time leading up to that duel. And it goes back and forth between each of the sisters' perspectives. And so you get to know each of them and see what they're going through and their memories, a lot of memories of their dad, who was the one that introduced them both to fencing. And yeah, it's just it's a really good story. You learn about the sport of fencing, which is pretty cool, but it's really a story about these two sisters and their friendships and their family relationships and their relationship with their dad. So it's a very nice graphic novel, highly suggested. And that's, again, Duel by Jessica Bagley and Aaron Bagley, and it's out now, so everyone can check that out.
Sounds really interesting. I'm looking for a sport, so fencing actually sounds really interesting. I just don't know about the actual sword part, because you can draw blood if you're using an actual sword, because sometimes they use like foils with actual sharp points at the end.
Oh yeah, well, this seemed pretty safe. Nobody got hurt in this book.
Yeah, I also like the parts when they fight, because it kind of sounds kind of interesting, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to spoil what happens in the end, but that part was both like cool leading up to that, but also like cool to see like what happens in the end with that duel. Although it's also not a duel, it's a bout, but it's called Duel. The younger sister keeps calling it a duel and using the wrong word. But in fencing, you have bouts, I think. I think that's the right word. I tell you, I learned stuff about fencing, but I also forgot things about fencing along the way. I'm pretty sure. Yep, that's how it works. There's lots of like French words and stuff, but you also get some of the like training, like not quite training montage, but like training scenes throughout. So you get to see the younger sister.
Fun fact, like, whenever you say training, people's minds will immediately go to montage.
Yeah, it's a nice way to show progression over time. But in this one, it wasn't so much a training montage as a scenes of training. It's like the younger sister, one of her friends, helps her with training. Get a book from the library, and then they practice. And luckily, the friend is really interested in drama. And she feels like the fencing training will help her gain sword fighting skills that will be useful in drama, like in theater.
So she feels like it's her duty to start the fight?
Not to start it, but the friend wants to, is kind of like, I'm getting something out of this too that'll be useful in like my world, in addition to helping her friend, which is a nice thing to do. But anyways, it's a very fun book. Hope people will check it out. Does anyone have anything coming up that they're excited for before we go for the day?
Well, we're going on a couple of trips this month for, you know, the holidays and stuff. And we're deciding to continue the New Year's Eve tradition of me staying up late with my godmother, eating cookies and then staring at the screen and wondering why the heck did they show this guy three times already?
Which guy?
Just in general, like how they keep on repeating things.
Oh. Just watching like the ball drop kind of thing?
Watching the whole thing. Okay. We get started up there from early and then we watch the whole thing. And I've managed to stay up awake the whole time last time. So I think I'll be even better off now this time. And it's not like anything's different. I mean, I already don't fall asleep until 12, so.
How about you, Fatia?
Do you know Aquaman? There's Aquaman 2 coming up
on
December 22, and I'm so excited for it.
Nice. What do you like about Aquaman?
I like, there is one big reason that I like Aquaman, because there's like some interesting parts, but there's also a lot of fighting, and I like seeing them fight, but not in real life, though. It's just a movie. So.
Yeah. I like a good superhero movie as well, but glad that's not what real life is like sometimes. I'm also excited for the holidays, and I'm not sure if I'll get to see any holiday movies, but there are a lot of good movies out that I want to see, either now or coming soon. I will see if I get to the theaters or not. I do want to let our listeners know about our winter scavenger hunt at the library. It has started. You can come by anytime between now and January 22nd during open library hours. And basically there's like hidden wintry items around the library, and they're not like real winter items, like a real hat. It's like a picture of a hat or a picture of a snowman, that kind of thing. But there's wintry items all over the library, and you get a sheet. And if you find them all, you receive a small treat and a chance to win the grand prize, which is a cool backpack stuffed full of goodies and a free book. So you can stop by the library during open hours now through the 22nd of January and pick up a checklist and begin looking for clues. And it's open for all ages, so come on by. And just stop by the main desk to get that sheet. And the backpack includes items that were generously donated to us by Verdigris, Tea and Chocolate Bar, Spotty Dog, Books and Ale, Steiner Sports, and Little Pickles. So we're really grateful to those local businesses for their support. And again, this is at the Hudson Area Library in Hudson, New York.
You had me at chocolate. And then you still have me, but I can't go, unfortunately.
Oh, well. Hopefully someone will win the prize in your honor. But on that note, we're out of time for today. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading.
Seven, six, five, four, three. toast it, burn it, burn.
Take two.
Time to spin the dreidel and hope that Kimbo shows up on my turn. The kosher butcher sold my uncle.